KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The State Department has no plans to make changes in its K-1 fiancé program that allowed one of the Southern California killers to come to this country last year. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau says the visa program is designed to carefully screen applicants.
This is a multi-stage process. You're looking at fingerprints. You're looking at face-to-face interviews. You're looking at screenings. You're looking at a multi-stage process that actually starts in the United States with the petitioner from the U.S. citizen, a fiancé.
The FBI is now investigating Wednesday's massacre of 14 people at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California, as an act of terrorism.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
FBI Director James Comey says he hopes evidence recovered from the home of the suspects helps investigators make some sense of the attack.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us. That we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
In the meantime, the police chief in Redlands, California, can't believe the Muslim couple's landlord allowed the media to tour the house today.
There are some times where landlords have in their lease that they can make access to the property for certain reasons. So if he has some of those in there, that'll be evaluated. But he doesn't have the right to allow media or other people to go into someone else's property.
The United Auto Workers has won a union vote tonight to negotiate collective bargaining agreements on behalf of skilled workers at Volkswagen's Lone U.S. Assembly Plant. That plant is located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is AP Radio News. Drugs may have played a role in the death of Scott Weiland.
Turns out there was drugs on the tour bus where Scott Weiland was found dead. Authorities in Bloomington, Minnesota say they searched the bus and detectives turned up a small quantity of cocaine in the bedroom where Weiland was. Weiland had a history of substance abuse throughout his career. They also found what turned out to be field tested for cocaine in a part of the tour bus occupied by Thomas Black, the guitarist with the group Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. Black has been arrested for probable cause of possession of a controlled substance. That's a felony. Meanwhile, there is no official word on why Weiland died. That will come down the road from the medical examiner's office. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A drum kit that Ringo Starr used on some of the early Beatles hits has sold at auction. Colts owner Jim Irsay paid $2.2 million for the three-piece drum set. I'm Ross Simpson.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.